White. Battle Creek, Michigan, October 28, 1874. Dear Edson, your brother Willie has been very sick with fever for more than 2 weeks. We have had our fears for the result. Some days he seems to improve, and then his symptoms are more unfavorable. We have treated him at home, for I think in most cases no one can know as well how to nurse her sick children as their own mother. I dare not trust my dear one in other hands than my own. Willie, usually so calm and unexcitable, is quite nervous. We bear him every day to the great healer. This is his request, and our seasons of prayer are indeed precious. The peace and soothing influence of the Spirit of God rests upon Willie, and also upon us. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our griefs and woes to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Many miles separate us, but do not forget that Jesus is your best friend. Live by daily faith on the Son of God. Let your course of action be such that God can approve. Then you will be a blessing to others. The danger of youth is to be self-confident. Do not outgrow the simple faith and trust of your childhood. When sick, your first request was, "Father, Mother, pray that the Lord will heal me and forgive my sins." When prayer was offered in your behalf, you made your simple prayer and thanked the Lord he had heard and answered. And with perfect faith and confidence you said, "I shall get well. The Lord has blessed me." You slept in perfect peace, in confidence that holy angels would guard your bed. Be a child again. Cast all your burdens and sorrows on Him who alone can give rest to the weary heart and peace to the troubled soul. If you would learn anew the precious secret of happiness in this life and how you may attain the future, immortal life, be assured you must again be a child, in trust, in obedience, in love. If you only do your duty bravely, yet cheerfully, as a happy child of God, you will reflect rays of sunshine upon others. I charge you, as one who knows, look up to God with the simple faith you had in your childhood and say, "Father, I am weary. Give me rest." Unite my ignorance to thy wisdom, my weakness to thy strength, my frailty to thy enduring might. Shield me with thy protecting hand in life's conflicts. Save me from the vigilant foe who haunts my steps. Then believe, my son, and you will realize even more than you expected. Our only safety now is to live a life of faith and good works. Your heavenly Father knows your every trial. He is acquainted with all your infirmities. He will be to you an ever-present help in time of need, and he will withhold no good thing from them that fear and love him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Our compassionate Savior will never be indifferent to any pain or sorrow or grief his children suffer. With this in view, never murmur or repine, but keep your heart in perfect peace. Toil you must, in weariness and sometimes in discouragement. For God proves and tests his children by clouds and darkness, as well as by light, to see if they will turn to him, the source of all wisdom and light. All that you lose and all that you gain, prosperity and adversity, let it make you more like Jesus, the divine pattern. Your happiness will be secured in preserving your childlike trust, cherishing always the beauty and loveliness of a meek and quiet spirit. Gather up your childlike faith. You may find it again by placing your hand in the hand of Jesus Christ and letting Him lead you. May the dear Savior reveal Himself to you as the one altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000, is the prayer of your mother.